Although there was little doubt Tuesday night that pro-casino voters would be rewarded, it was not until after 10 p.m. that applause erupted and Everett Mayor Carlo Di Maria took the stage to officially claim victory for his town.
The mayor had a pipe dream. Well, hey, listen, sometimes dreams come true, right?
Now that the years-long battle to bring casinos to the Bay State is finally settled, Di Maria says that his work to transform Everett can now truly begin.
I'm looking to extend the Civil Line that's stopping now in DeMoulins and Chelsea. I'm looking to get that extended down into 2nd Street area or near this facility. Other hotels, other housing developments, cleaner, better reuses of property. So that's what's going to happen, and it's going to explode.
As for Everett's casino, its fate now falls to Robert DeSalvio, president of Wynn Mass.
The task right away is to finish up with all of the approvals that we need to get underway with construction.
So when will the doors be thrown open at the $1.2 billion five-star resort?
Well, we're looking at about 3 years from the end of the year. So we've said the end of 2017 is when we look like that opening would be.
But tonight, at least, was for celebrating. For casino backers here in Everett, luck was a lady, and the will of the people was on their side. From Everett High School, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.